So when I was on my deployment, I got a letter from Archbishop Shelton. And this is not about my forgetting his name on Thanksgiving Day. Y'all did a really good job of keeping that under wraps. No, this is a letter that he sent me, basically reappointing me as your pastor for another 6 years. So I'm here to stay. Yes, I'm very happy for that. Yeah. David, I want to watch the tape later and see who didn't applaud, okay? Now today, we get a new start, a new beginning, a new church year, new possibilities. And the first scripture of the first Mass of this new start tells us this: they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. Well, we haven't gotten there yet, have we? Which is why I just spent the last 9 months serving in the Air Force, 172 days of which I spent in the desert in the middle of Africa. Father Pepper at one point texted me to point out to me that even Jesus just spent 40 days in the desert. And I was there 4 times longer. To which I responded, well, I'm a slower learner than Jesus. St. Paul tells us today that our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. And I'd like to think that's true for all of us. I know it's true for me. I'm not the same man that I was 9 months ago. There has been a spiritual movement in my life. And as I grew quite fond of saying to the young military people out there at Agadez, Africa, God is known for doing some of His best work on folks out in the desert. It's where God likes to work. And I know He's worked on me. You know, our military mission in the African desert was this: to provide secure, reliable, and flexible air power to support U.S. and partner nations' operations in Northwest Africa and Southern Europe. That is our military mission there. Our Catholic Church likewise has a mission that we, the mystical body of Christ, embark upon today. St. Paul names it for us. Our mission? Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. This means that we are to be transformed into Jesus' image, transformed into Jesus' holiness. Our mission as Catholics is simple: looking into a mirror, we are to come to see Jesus. Becoming holy, you see, is what being church is all about. It's our mission. But it takes intentionality on our part. It doesn't just happen. No one simply becomes holy without intentionality. It takes our collective engagement, our collective dance with the Holy Spirit that abides in our hearts, given to us from our at our baptism, strengthened at our confirmation, healed through our reconciliation. It takes our intentionality with the Holy Spirit to become holy. But that is the only way that we can put on Jesus Christ. All our holy saints are holy because they so radically followed Jesus in their time that when we look at them today, we see Jesus Christ. Their mission is ours as well. Now, Jesus, the great reader of the human heart, on this first Sunday of Advent, shares one bit of advice as we step off on this year's quest for holiness. One bit of advice as we stand on the precipice now of a new beginning. Jesus says, in essence, watch out for procrastination. We're busy people. We are. Much to do, much to plan, much to enjoy. So when we're younger, it seems to me that it's quite tempting to think, seek holiness later, when I have more time or less interesting things to do. I'll seek holiness later. But you know, the more likely scenario of a procrastinator is that when older, I eventually water down what I believe holiness looks like. Until, almost magically, I'll look in the mirror, see my same old self, and suddenly believe that Jesus looks just like me. Instead of my intentionally looking just like Jesus. You see the trap? No transformation needed. Jesus warns us on this new beginning, watch out for that trap. Don't be lulled. Stay awake. Now is the hour for you to awake from sleep. Now is the time to begin to intentionally seek holiness. Today we embark on a new beginning, church. Together, let this year be a time when we, as it says in that first reading today, stream towards God's holy mountain that He may instruct us in His ways and we may walk on His path. A path of holiness.